Hello.
Hey, Keith. This is Tyler from Local Splash. Did you get enough? Do you have enough time to cancel out with them?
Yeah, I canceled it with them, but we'll see what happens. Because, like, I know in the past, my buddy, when he canceled with them, they still were trying to feed him leads, and he had no way of knowing because he deleted the app off his phone, and next thing you know, they hit him with, like, a $2,000 bill.
I hear you. Well, what I hear normally when you cancel with them, since you did pay like a year subscription to get on their directory, like it's $288 through $300 to get on the directory, and then you pay for every individual lead. So usually when you cancel, they'll stop sending the leads, but they will keep you on their directory for the remainder of the time for the year that you're with them. But they stop sending you leads. That's what I've heard by business owners before, but like I said, but you just told me your buddy got hit with a lead bill after he thought he canceled with them. So, hopefully that's not the case with you. Hopefully everything, is canceled completely out. But with that being said, I mean, is this still something that you wanted to pursue, right?
Yeah. So you said it would be $2.99 a month.
Correct, with no contracts, and it would never go up or change on you. It would always remain that locked in discounted rate.
Okay, and so how much would I have? So would I pay $2.99 today?
Yeah, so it'd be $2.99 today, and then I would set you up for what we call our client interview. That's when you sit down with our certified technicians that are here in house from Google, and they'd be going over like the keyword content with you, service areas that we'd be programming you to work in, and they'd also be going over like a small testimonial in regards to the company, just to make sure that we're representing you properly on the front page.
Okay, yeah, I don't know if I'd be able to do that today, but I mean, I would like to lock in the deal with you today.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we can do that, and we can push your client interview out probably until Monday if that works a little bit better for you.
Yeah, Monday would probably be good.
Okay. But what I'll do right now, Keith, is we can go ahead. What I have to do in order to secure the listing is I just have to verify some information in regards to your company, cross the T's and dot the I's in regards to making sure that we have everything accurate here. Okay?
Okay.
Now, for the front page of Google, they do normally only allow one primary line of contact. Now, the number that we've been speaking on, 857-321-5540, would that be the best number for us and your clients to reach you on?
No. My phone number is 978.
Okay.
270.
Okay.
5320.
5320. Okay, give me one sec here. All right. Okay, and then also, we do need to get you PIN verified inside of the local area that you're in. What would be the best address to send that PIN verification code over to?
My home address, which is 87B. Foggs Lane, F-O-G-G-S.
F-O-G-G-S, okay, Foggs Lane.
Yeah, and that's in Seabrook, New Hampshire.
Seabrook, New Hampshire. And as the zip code, is that 03874?
Yep.
Okay, and you said the address was 87B as in boy, Foggs Lane?
Yep.
Okay, I'm just making sure I heard that correctly. All right, and then also, for the account purposes, Keith, what's your last name?
Coburn, C-O-B-U-R-N.
All right, thank you. And what's the best email address to use for you or your business?
It's heath@monarchpropainting.com.
Okay, perfect. So I got Keith@monarchpropainting.com.
It's Heath. H-E-A-T-H. Yep.
Oh, Heath. I'm sorry about that.
Yep.
Gotcha.
Yep.
And spell the correct spelling of it one more time, please. Heath.
H-E-A-T-H.
Gotcha. I just want to make sure I get you everything sent over correctly.
Yep.
All right, Heath. And then also, what are your hours of operation for the business?
I'd probably say like 8 to 5.
Is that Monday through Friday?
Yep.
And are you closed completely on the weekends?
I mean, I'll work if I have to, but like, we typically take the weekends off, yeah.
Yeah, no, I don't blame you. Okay, all righty. We can put open availability. That way they know they can call you, and then if they want to set up a job, they can probably set it up by appointment with you. Okay.
Yes.
All right, and then when you're finished with those jobs, though, what methods of payments can you accept from your clients? Can you accept all forms like cash, checks, and credit cards, or how does that work for your business?
Yeah, cash, check, and credit card.
All forms, okay. And then also, did you have any other forms of media out there for the business, like a Facebook, Instagram, social media-wise?
Yeah, I have Facebook and Instagram.
Okay, you got both of them. Perfect. And then also, and if we would have to get a hold of you in regards to the account that you have with us, how would you prefer us to reach you? Do you prefer a phone call, a text message, or an email?
A phone call is fine.
Okay, all right, a phone call. And then also, what I'm doing for you right now is I'm sending you over an email to the heath@monarchpainting.com. It's going to fall in your inbox labeled online marketing, or I'm sorry, client support. The second one's going to be online marketing. But the first one labeled client support, it gives you two forms of contact. You're going to have client support's number located at the very top of the email, and then you'll notice my number located towards the bottom of the email above my Google credentials. Okay, so give me two more seconds here. All right, I just pressed the send button right now. Just let me make sure it's sent over to you successfully. Okay, it shows me that the email sent over to you successfully, Heath, so you should be receiving that here momentarily. And then the last thing that we would need to do here, in order for us to be able to secure the listing and start the programming, that would be securing the payment at the $299 discounted rate. In order to secure the payment today, Heath, what's going to work best for your company? Are you going to be utilizing a debit card, a credit card? What works best for your business?
My business debit card.
Okay, so if it's the business debit card, does it read with your name and the business name, or just one or the other?
It reads both.
Okay.
So my name and the business.
Yeah. Your name and the business. Okay, perfect. And then normally they read with a 16-digit code on the front of it. If you want to repeat it from the left to the right, I'll repeat those numbers back to you for accuracy whenever you're ready.
Okay, yep. It's 5334.
Okay.
4900.
Okay.
0285.
Okay.
2894.
And the expiration month and year?
It's 1222.
And the little code that's on the back?
834.
834. And is that car connected to the 887B Foggs Lane address in Seabrook?
Yep.
Okay. All right, now we use what we call the VeriSign Secure Merchant Processing Server over here, Heath. So what that means is the card is coded out. It only shows the last four digits. But before I do code out the card completely, I want to make sure that I do have everything accurate here. So I do have a MasterCard, since it starts with a 5334-4900-0285-2894.
Yep.
And then I have December of 2022 and 834.
Yep.
Okay, all right. Now, the card is coded out. Now, what I'm going to be doing right now is putting together your package, but also going over a voice verification that goes over the service agreement. Okay, if there's a question on here that you don't agree with or you want me to rephrase, just feel free to stop me right then and there. I'll rephrase that question a different way. That way, you have a firm understanding of what it asks you. But it is pretty self-explanatory. But, Keith, it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Flash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance and also outline the service agreement with Local Flash, and it's also an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, will you please state the name of your business?
Monarch Painting, LLC.
Thank you very much. And please state your name and title within the business.
Heath Coburn, business owner.
Thank you very much. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes, that would be me, right?
Yeah, absolutely. If you're the owner of the business, so. And then,
yeah.
And then you are an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct? Like it is your name on the card?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Alrighty. And to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. But Heath, would you be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company, Local Splash, specifically if we need to reach you?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And your payment for the initial term and account setup, that's going to be charged today's date. That's June 3rd, 2022. It'll be charged in the very discounted non-refundable amount of just $299. This would be a reoccurring payment. When the term is completed, the agreement would normally automatically renew the following month on the same day of the third, but it would renew in that same discounted amount of $299. That rate will never go up or change on you. Now, Heath, you may discontinue the agreement at any time by contacting client support to prevent charges for your next month of service. We would just ask that you would contact client support at least 3 business days before the next billing would be due. Do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right, so that does conclude the voice verification. What I'm having my finance team do right now is they are running the $299. As soon as that does go through, I will give you the confirmation email. I'm going to be sending that over to you as soon as I get that confirmation. Now, since you told me that the client interview wouldn't work for you today, what I'm going to do is push out until Monday. Now, give me one moment here. I'm just looking at my calendar right now. Okay, on the 6th, I do have all day available. What time works for you? Would it be like morning, afternoon, or mid-afternoon?
Probably morning.
Morning, okay. So the early, well, it is a 3-hour time difference, so the earliest that I'd be able to do would be 11 a.m.
11, yeah, that's fine.
Okay, alrighty. Alright, so give me one moment here. I'm just programming you into their calendar right now, and you're going to be getting a calendar invite sent over to you via email showing you the time of the client interview that's taking place on Monday. So give me 2 seconds here, Heath. I get that sent over to you. And then I always verify the number. They're going to call you on the number that we're on right now, okay? Would you like them to call you on the 978-270-5320 number?
Yes.
Okay, all right. All right, save that. Okay, and I do want to be the first one to welcome you aboard the Local Splash team. The payment did go through, Heath, and what we're going to do is strive 1 month at a time to make sure this becomes a long-term marketing solution for your company. I'm excited for you. It's definitely going to be a profitable service for you. Now,
okay.
I do need you for another minute or two here. I do need to provide you with your username for your client dashboard. Are you able to pull up your emails while I have you on the line?
I'm actually driving right now.
Okay, well, when you get to your destination... they like to have this done before the client interview takes place, so you do have all weekend to get it done, but you can do it through your text messages as well if it makes it easier. So if a copy of your invoice has been sent to your email, please click here to accept the subscription terms. And from there, would just follow the steps, and then, you follow the steps, and then at the very last step, it's going to say Local Splash username and password. And the password, the username is going to be your phone number, the one that we're speaking on, okay? And then the other one is going to be, the password is going to be created for you and given to you at the time of the client interview come Monday, okay?
Okay.
But Heath, when you disconnect with my agents come Monday, you're always able to customize both of them to whatever you want them to be. That way nobody else knows what they are. But that is the only requirement that we do have from you today. But I do want to ask, before we disconnect and my agents give you a call on Monday, did you have any other questions that I can answer or clarify for you?
Not necessarily pertaining to this, but I believe, didn't you call me before for like a radio station thing? Was that you guys?
No, that wouldn't be us. We promote companies on the front page of Google and our with our platinum package. We don't put companies on radio stations or anything like that.
Okay. All right. Yeah. All right. Yeah. No, I have no further questions.
All right, Heath. Well, if you have any questions, comments, or concerns along the way, you have our contact information. I sent that over to you via email a few minutes ago. So please utilize those numbers if you have any questions. But if not, just wait for that call come Monday on the 6th, and we'll get the rest of this ball rolling for you, okay?
All right. Thank you, Tyler. Appreciate it.
I appreciate your time as well. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.